consider approval of resolution 2019-33, a resolution authorizing and approving submission of a completed application for financial assistance and project approval to the New Mexico Finance Authority. Ms. Austin.
Again, Mayor, Council, thank you for this opportunity. I'd like to introduce Eric Harrigan with RBC Capital Markets. He will first give you an overview. What we're here to discuss is the refunding of our 2009 bonds. We have general gross receipts tax revenue bonds, which with this refunding will save us a significant amount of interest. In addition to that, we basically want to pay off our water and sewer bonds, which will not only save us approximately $1.8 million in interest, it'll also help us better align our debt covenants with the state of New Mexico. And I'll turn it over to Eric.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, mayors, members of the council. Eric Harrigan with RBC Capital Markets. As Ms. Austin mentioned, the application that is before you is to submit for a refinancing of the city's 2009 state share gross receipts tax bonds that were originally issued and now are currently outstanding in the amount of $3,845,000. The interest rate on those bonds as they are outstanding is about 4.6%, and in today's interest rate market environment, the city can refinance those and lower the interest rate. And the interest rate, the estimated rate, would be about 1.85%, and the difference between that would provide those interest savings. And so the present value savings of the refunding, given current market conditions, is about $470,000, and that's about 12% of the total par amount. And when we look at refundings to determine whether or not they're economically beneficial, 3% is really the minimum threshold, and here the city would be saving about 12% of the par amount being refunded, which accounts for about $50,000 a year in annual debt service savings. I have a small presentation that just wanted to kind of highlight a couple of things, but should the council decide to move forward with this, the New Mexico Finance Authority Board would hear the refunding and approve the refunding, and then we would be back before the council in September to finalize the refunding, lock in the interest rates, and then in October we would close that transaction, and the city would start to experience the new lower debt service beginning in the 2020 fiscal year. Additionally, in 2009, the city also issued its joint utility bonds that are currently outstanding, a little over $12 million, as Ms. Austin mentioned. We would be back in September for consideration of a redemption resolution to pay off the 2009 joint utility bonds to bring your bond covenants your annual debt service in line with the annual operating or net operating revenues of the utility. We're not taking action on that, but just wanted to mention that as part of the overall presentation. One of the things that I also did want to point out, we do have a couple of slides on the market, but we have seen a pretty significant decline in interest rates over the last eight months or so, and we're now back down to the point where we're near the historical lows that were achieved back in 2016. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, financing or the resolution that's before you.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you.
Council, Mayor, I'd like to add, in addition, Eric also has met with the Budget Committee on two of our regular meetings.
Okay.
We also approve that one, Mayor. I want to get into some deep conversation about financing. Talk to that guy right there. He'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
That was a motion. Sorry.